May 26th. Oh, then I've had my birthday since then. I didn't realize that. Yes, my birthday was on Sunday the 29th, and of course Big Fatty called it my fake birthday, but it really, that was my real birthday. I am now 58 years old. I think I know I mentioned that I was having a birthday coming up soon. Birthday weekend was kind of quiet. My husband and I went to museums on Saturday. But that was when I ruled the
world. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, I know I mentioned that, my real birthday coming up soon.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3843. The BFO for right the 28th of October 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I think I heard Daddy Ron's voice in that group. Yes. Macaroni and cheeses, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well, y'all. Your macaroni and cheeses. Because y'all, Daddy Ron is going to be cooking for right at Fatty's. And y'all, he's making the Maryland crab macaroni. Is it Maryland or Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania doesn't have crabs. Not those kind of crabs.
Oh, Big Fatty. A medicated shampoo and a comb will take care of that. Well, anyway, but we're going to be having that and homemade croutons and... y'all, we got a little something else just for Durwood. Big Fatty, the barbecue bread. Oh yes, it's gonna be a carbapalooza macaroni and cheese, fresh homemade croutons, and barbecue bread. Big Fatty, you might as well play the baby elephant walk as he leaves the villa later tonight. You got it. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, so this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, chew, anniversary. Y'all, the first one is today. He's the host of the Gay Wasteland. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, and he sings Fatty the Pooh. He does. He and his husband celebrating an anniversary. Y'all, I'm talking about Frequency and Husband. Big Fatty, we love Frequency and Husband. It's true. And y'all, then on Sunday, it is the anniversarium of the person personally responsible for putting CVS out of business. Y'all, it is Princess Hanna and Joe. Big Fatty, we love Princess Hanna and Joe. It's true. And if I remember correctly, they go to a diner, the diner they had their first date in as their anniversary. Oh, Big Fatty, I hope it's not the Peter Pan diner, because, you know, if you want a single pancake, you can't get that. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Princess Hanna and Joe or Frequency and Husband, wish them happy anniversary.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, today, y'all, he is the husband of the GFN General, you know, the Greetings from Nowhere General. Y'all, it's Mike Mignett. Anyone who is the husband of the GNF General, we salute him, it's true. And y'all, then on Saturday, the first celebration exiting the birth canal, y'all, a former co-host of the Pod Cubs I Little Show. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Skeeter Big Betty. We met him in Lost Wages. It's true, we did. And y'all, then one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. Y'all, she was on the Survivors Ready and the Big Rap, the Buffest. Y'all, I am talking about the one and only Sam in the Hinterlands. Big Betty, we love Sam in the Hinterlands. Where's she from? I'm not sure. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, he is the host. He is the host of the Spanking Bee. No, Big Fatty Spanking Bee Alpha has been put to rest. The big gay sex show, the Jenny years. He does it with Ouija. Y'all met him several times in person. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Mr. 1234 himself. Matt Burlingame. Oh, Big Betty, we love Matt. He does the Chubbs Gone Wild, too. He does. And y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, you know, he's a double dipper. He's kind of like the turnip head. But you're extra in that he has a fall, a celebration of exiting the birth canal, and then he has a fake one in the spring, except turnip heads is in the winter, and turnip heads fake one is in the summer. Y'all, he does that little show called Archer Radio. Y'all, he's a whore when it comes to the Apple Snack products. Y'all, I'm talking about Archer. Bingley, we love Archer, it's true. And y'all, so if you see the GF General, husband Mike, Sam in the Hinterlands, Skeeter, Matt Burlingame, or Archer on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake. We do. Y'all, Daddy Ron's back with us today. Say hi, Daddy Ron.
Hi, Daddy Ron.
Okay. We had a lovely evening. Would you like to regale the huddled masses as to what we did last evening?
Well, we went to dinner at an Irish pub, and I had fisherman's pie, which is like shepherd's pie, only with fish and shrimp. And oh my God, was it good.
Yes, came with a little side of Irish soda bread.
It did, indeed. So I was in carb heaven as well.
Yes. No, I would have gotten it, but you know, it swims upstream on me.
And then we came back and watched The Survivor.
Yes. What did you think of The Survivor?
I thought it was pretty good. I'm waiting for it to get a little bit better.
Yes.
But I enjoyed it.
I was very pleased with who went home.
Yes.
In fact, I said something at the very beginning of the little show.
About her running her mouth just a little too much.
Yes,
and you were right. Caught up with
y'all,
her.
Y'all, you got to keep your mouth shut sometimes. A big fatty, why don't you take your own advice? Well, go ahead, Ron.
And then we watched the National Trash TV.
Yes, what was it, Ron?
The New Love Boat.
And without tainting your opinion, Big Fatty, you said taint your opinion of the real Love Boat. Ron, give us your thoughts on it.
Well, here's what I'd like to suggest. I'd like to suggest that everybody who hasn't watched it yet do that under one condition, that you don't hold me responsible for it.
Oh.
Because it is total trash.
Y'all, it is, it's awful. It is just awful. And, but we have to be careful because Alex Aleviev and Brandon, you know, he runs Carolina Cheese and Provisions.
Yes.
the Mercantile up there. they're big fans. Yes, absolutely. But y'all, I mean, they're the one that I thought was just especially weird last night was the kooky guy, and the
curly-headed guy.
Y'all there.
Cute as he could be, but dumb as a stick.
Absolutely, and you know, we like them cute and dumb as a stick. And y'all, after that, we both were ready to draw a warm bath and get the razor blade out, but I suggested that we take the go-to-bed pills and go to our respective love chambers. Now, Ron, one of the things that you've mentioned to me is being fresh meat.
Yes, the grinder is. Brr,
brr, yes, brr. The grin doctor is has got the hots for you.
Clearly, there are more blind people down here than one would think.
Well, but you know what? Sometimes the blind people, you know, they have to feel their way around. Now, we could ask blind Scotty out there in the California, or blind guy Jay. Yes, Big Betty, and if they ever see you naked, they'll wish they were blind. Well, anyway. Anyway, y'all, I slept very well. I think you said you did as well.
I did as well, very well.
And we got up on Thursday morning, and we had cheese toast.
Ooh, really good. First experience with cheese toast. Enjoyed it.
Yes, and and we had good strong coffee, and Big Fatty did the Sudoku and read the paper, and then I showed Ron. He had never done the Wordle, and I showed him, you know, because anytime Big Fatty shows someone how to do the Wordle, they immediately want to start doing it themselves. Not so much today. Ron was impressed with my Wordle skills. Indeed. And my thinkology, if you will.
Thinkology.
Yes. Mm. Uh-huh. As opposed to what I usually have, which is stinkology. y'all, after that, Big Fatty went out on his nipple walk. Ron had to make some cellular telephonic device calls.
Yes.
Put
out some fires, as it were, at work.
Oh, okay. And, you know, which is what you do when you're on your vacay.
Yes.
And anyway, so I did the big circle, came back, got my shower, and you know, then we were both off. We were off to the Sam's Club. Ron was kind enough just to kind of follow me around, make sure I didn't fall and couldn't get up. Now, I got to remember, what did I buy? I needed a pair of gray sweatpants. I just wanted something loose-fitting. Big Fatty, did you get extra, extra large? That would have been too loose. Not by much, but and I got a rotisserie chicken. And what else did I get?
The barbecue bread.
Oh, and the barbecue bread that Durwood likes that we're going to have. And was that all? Oh, and I picked up a bottle of gin. Yes, Big Betty. After that, y'all, I hoodwinked Ron into going to the Home Depot. What do you call it?
The Home Cheapo.
Home Cheapo. We went to the Home Cheapo, and y'all, we went through the... all the crema section. Y'all, here it is, the weekend before Gay Crema, and y'all, the Halloween stuff is about gone, and what's left is half off. And It ain't going nowhere because no. None of that stuff that was left was
worth a damn.
No, it was no. But y'all, I needed to get some primer paint so I can put a coat on my new swing and my new air conditioning fence unit thing. And Ron had suggested a certain brand, and he saw it on the shelf, and he went right over to it. And what? And I, Big Fatty's response to it was, "Oh!" And
he nearly had a meltdown, folks. He nearly had a meltdown. What normally would sell for about $20 a gallon was what?
$75.
So we found an alternate brand, equal quality. At 20-some dollars
yeah,
20, a gallon.
Yeah, 25, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, unbelievable.
But y'all, thank goodness Ron was with me, and we got a little with a mini roller
yeah.
And a little tray and some replacement heads
covers.
Or covers for it. And y'all, then we came back here to the villa. Y'all tried out the air fryer on the new toaster oven. It wasn't bad for a first attempt. It's going to take a little getting used to.
Yep.
And I'm still keeping the big air fryer for when I have the big groups and all like that. But we had a couple of chicken fingers, and then we've done a nipple walk around the inner circle. We had a little nipple nap, too.
Yes, we did.
And y'all were going to the grit counter for supper. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been our day. Yes, Big Betty! We're sitting here, that Lesbyterian delivery service dropped off a box, and y'all, I don't have any idea what it is, but we're gonna open it up right now. Yes, Big Fatty, you whore. And let's see if there is a card in here. I'm not looking. Big Fatty, look out. Well, there's no card in here either. Well, okay, let's just see what it is. Oh! Okay, y'all, it's the cult calendar, Hairy Chested 2023. Did you send that to me?
No.
Well,
hey now.
You know, I'd like to open those up. That can be my advent calendar. Big Fatty, I see a few things on there. Well, is there really no card in there? No.
Boy, that's just not hairy
okay.
Chests.
No,
there's a little more to it than that.
Yes, a hairy, hairy...
whatever.
Hairy Bobos. Mm. Yes, Big Fatty. Whoever sent that to me, thank you for making a deposit in the Spank Bank. Big Fatty, you're vulgar. Ron's going to be heading out Saturday morning. And Ron, anything you want to... say before we sign off here today?
Well, I want to say thank you to everybody for tolerating me these last couple of days, and a shout out to Jay.
Yes.
Hope you all have a great day.
Yes, indeed. And I'm distracted by the calendar. Big Fatty, I bet you are. But anyway, Ron, it's been fun.
It has been fun.
And anytime you want to come back, just let me know.
Don't say that next
okay.
week.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. Y'all, Arch has got a birthday this weekend.
Big Fatty, I know I mentioned that. My real birthday coming up soon.
Oh, yes, it's coming up on Sunday. I've mentioned that twice now. Get your hair in check downtown.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.